Round 1. The problem. Rent. Not the price of a room, but the shape of a state that lets rooms be priced this way. Two voices, Antonio Gramsci and Peter Kropotkin. Take it from here.
Act 1. What are we actually looking at when we say the word rent?
Comrades, the rent is not simply a bill. It is a lesson. Every month it teaches the tenant who they are and who they are not. It teaches them that the roof over their head belongs to someone else. And once you have learned that lesson well enough, you begin to teach it to your children without even meaning to.
And yet, for most of the human story, the roof was built by the people who slept under it. The village raised a barn in a day. Neighbors patched neighbors' walls before winter. The idea that shelter must be rationed by a landlord, that is not an old idea. It is a very recent arrangement, dressed up as the nature of things.
Act 2. Where do they part company?
Peter, mutual aid alone will not undo a housing regime that the courts, the banks, and the newspapers are all built to defend. You can patch a wall. You cannot patch the mortgage. The question is not only how neighbors help one another. It is who sets the terms of what a home is allowed to mean.
Antonio, I do not deny the courts. I say the courts feed on our belief in them. Every tenants' union that repairs a stairwell, every co-op that buys back its own building, these do not petition the state, they outgrow it. Small commons, multiplied, is how a hegemony is dissolved.
Act 3. What is to be done in a country where a third of households rent and a fifth pay more than half their income to a landlord?
Build the counter-hegemony inside the shell of the old one. Tenants' unions with reading groups attached. A press that treats the rent receipt as a political document. Halls where the young learn that a home is not a commodity that just happens to have people inside it.
And beside every union, a commons, a repair cafe, a tool library, a cooperative of a dozen households buying one street back from a landlord who never lived on it. The future rehearses itself in small rooms, and then, one day, the rooms are the country.
Quiet for the Kiwi Dialectic. Notes at kiwidialectic.substack.com.